With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks to Two Cup Ashew for the update. Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. 1:30 today, we'll talk college football with Stuart Mandel. Next segment, though, there's audio of Phil Chenier being told by Bradley Beal that his jersey is going to be retired. His number is going to be retired by the Wizards.
And it's awesome. His kudos, yeah. Wizards, CSN, Monumental, whoever's responsible for it, it's awesome.
It's really, really good. So make sure you're listening next segment if you want to hear that. Right now, though, let's talk some fantasy football. Our buddy Andy Behrens joins us, who was excellent in preparing us for the start of the season 1 week ago. We've been reading his work for years on fantasy football, and there's nobody better to have on the show than Yahoo's lead writer. Andy, I want to start with the backfield for a team that's got an injury right now, and that's the Arizona Cardinals to David Johnson. How are they going to divvy up touches, and who should we like, who shouldn't we like among their running backs?
Oh, what a mess. What a place to start. What an absolute steaming mess this is. So obviously terrible news if you have David Johnson, because this is, you know, this is going to drag out like 10 weeks. It's a committee. It's a straight committee right now, and nobody in the committee is unusually interesting, right? I think if you're in a PPR league, the guy that you'll want to own here is Andre Ellington. I don't think he really has a path to getting the full featured workload. He's a guy who has plenty of health concerns himself. He has a long history of foot injuries, but excellent receiver, excellent athlete. So I think, if you're in a league where you get points for receptions, Ellington is the guy you want. Kerwin Williams was the immediate replacement, and if there was anything close to a handcuff for David Johnson, he was the guy. Kind of an undersized back. Didn't do much last week in relief of Johnson. He's got a shot at finding the end zone in a really friendly matchup against Indianapolis this week, but I can't imagine they're going to give him more than 8 to 10 touches. And then, of course, they just re-signed Chris Johnson, who they liked so much before that they waived him, but they just re-signed him, and he's probably in line for like 10 touches, 11 touches, almost as soon as he can see the field. So it's a big mess is what it is. And nobody here is particularly interesting. It's a huge blow to the offense as a whole, too. I fielded a few questions about whether this is good in some way for Carson Palmer. And my answer is no. Like this is the offensive centerpiece who just checked out. And those were a bunch of free passing yards for Carson Palmer, and that goes out the window now too. So I don't see it as being particularly good for any element of the offense. And there's no one guy where I'm super anxious to grab him.
Andy, people react after week one. We do it in regular football. We do it in fantasy football too. Are there some buy low candidates where maybe some folks might want to target and trade? Maybe a disgruntled owner that's overreacting to a small sample.
Oh, what a good question, because we're in this, and I don't want to be too disrespectful to the fantasy community, but we're in a time of year in the fantasy season where people who are dead money in your league, people who are going to fade out in November, are paying a lot of attention right now, and they are really overreacting to things that just happened, right? So like immediately after the Thursday night game, first game of week one, I'm getting emails from people who are, I'm getting emails from people who are upset with the performance from Rob Gronkowski. Like, he is already an Inner Circle Hall of Fame tight end. He's healthy right now. He almost made a spectacular touchdown catch, like, in the opener. Like, guys like that are going to be fine. So this is, honestly, this is when you swing for the fences. Anybody who's in a favorable situation who disappointed in the slightest in week one, I think is a guy that you go after. I'm fielding questions about, you know, not that I think huge things about the Cincinnati offense necessarily, but I'm fielding questions about AJ Green. I'm fielding questions again about Gronk. I'm fielding a lot of questions about Chris Hogan. People are willing to drop Chris Hogan right now or close to it. And that's a guy who is going to be a featured receiver in New England's offense. So there's an incredible overreaction that always, this is every fantasy sport too, that goes on after the opener, and you've got to take advantage of these people while they're paying attention.
Andy Behrens, Yahoo Sports. The Redskins running back situation remains muddled. Rob Kelly didn't perform that well on Sunday, and it wasn't all his fault, but they brought in three backs to work out, which tells you what they thought about the performance. Chris Thompson had a 29-yard touchdown catch. P. Ryan's waiting in the wings. Rob Kelly's a guy in one league I saw that hit the waivers, which I was surprised by, but is certainly the kind of guy you could trade for. Do you feel like that's a player that could help you, or would you rather have someone like Thompson in a PPR league? How do you feel about the Skins backs?
Oh, I don't think there's any question that Thompson is the guy that you would want, especially in a full PPR league. Obviously, the touchdown last week was one of the highlights of the week from around the league. That was a sensational play. That guy's good. And in a PPR format, I think of him kind of the way that I think of, like, Shane Vereen in New York, where not only is he a great play in PPR leagues, but there's an argument to be made that he's actually the best back on the team. I don't think he's far from it. I've liked Chris Thompson for a while. P. Ryan had such a clear shot at that job and obviously didn't earn it in the preseason. I still feel like in the back half of the year, we're going to see plenty of P. Ryan, and he'd be so good in tandem. He was obviously in college. He was so good in tandem with Joe Mixon. He would just be so good in tandem with Thompson. Those two players would complement each other so well. One, just a bruising physical runner looking to, you know, a guy that you absolutely couldn't arm tackle in college in P. Ryan. And then Thompson, who's got a lot more shake to him, a lot more elusiveness. That would just be like your typical thunder lightning sort of complementary backfield. I hope we get there. That's my, you know, Rob Kelly was kind of a hero last year, right, for taking on that role. I don't think he's a special back in any way.
At Andy Behrens on Twitter, join the throngs that follow him for great fantasy advice. I am one of those people. I'm staring at his mug right now. It's a haircut you can rest a plane on, and I like that, Andy. It's a dependable haircut that you have in your profile pic. Let's go to this. It says Sage Fantasy Advice, and it says that I know what I'm doing. I don't have time for your mess. Here's what I want. You got to go to the waiver wire this week. Let's just say that you do. Give me some down-in-the-dump pickups that may either benefit you this week or down the line.
Well, I think the most obvious fantasy pickup of the week was actually Tariq Cohen, Chicago. And that's a guy, you know, like, full disclosure, I didn't love him coming into the season because of almost strictly his size. It is super rare that we see any player who's, I mean, this guy is 5'8 and 180 pounds, which is, there's almost no one in the history of the league that, you know, has any kind of close to featured role at that size. It's Darren Sproles, and that's just about it. But the Bears gave Cohen all sorts of burn in week one. He was targeted 12 times.
Yeah.
He was, and that was, I think, the third most targets in the entire league. The Bears are completely out of talent at the receiver position right now, so they're going to have to keep throwing to him a ton. So I don't think he was a one-week wonder. Now, it's not going to be, you know, 100 scrimmage yards every week, but I think those targets are actually going to be super reliable. I'll be surprised if he has very many games where he's not targeted at least 7 times and where he doesn't see at least double-digit touches as long as he's healthy. So I thought he was the clear number one waiver pickup of the week. I also think a less exciting runner, but a guy who's going to get a lot of touches is obviously Buck Allen for the Ravens. Danny Woodhead going to, you know, this is like the third major injury for Woodhead in maybe 5 years. So bad situation for him because he was clearly going to be a featured part of that offense. But he goes down, and Buck Allen gets something like 20 touches in that one. Now, he's not there's never been a season where Buck Allen has given you even 4 yards a carry. He has some shortcomings, but if he's going to be catching, you know, 4 or 5 balls a week and he's going to see, you know, 15 carries a week, there's no way he's not going to have significant fantasy value. At the at the receiver position, the big ads by far, Cooper Kupp, who showed a lot of preseason promise and was one of the all-time collegiate receivers at any level, appeared to really be in sync with Jared Goff in that, you know, just sort of generally that Rams offense looks like a real offense this year. And I don't, you know, it's not the most talented roster in the NFL, but it barely looked like a, you know, like they were following an NFL game script last year, and they have real rhythm to it right now. And Kupp is a player. Like, Kupp was, you know, small school receiver, but every time he got a hold of a Pac-12 team, he just destroyed them for not recruiting him. You could just tell, right? Like, he lit up Oregon. He lit up Washington. He lit up Washington State. Like, every Pac-12 team that came on their schedule, he destroyed. So I'm pretty excited about him. Kenny Golladay had a huge week, That would be a case where I don't know that I'm going to chase last week's stats with Golladay. He's still probably the third or fourth receiving option for the Lions. Some of it was a byproduct of the fact that the Cardinals use shadow coverage against Marvin Jones. There's going to be plenty of weeks where Marvin Jones and Golden Tate are really the 1-2 there.
Yeah, I picked up Golladay, but I think I'll probably wait with him on the bench until he does that again, rather than just throwing him right into my lineup for that reason.
Right.
Real quick on tonight's game, Texans-Bengals. Who do you love? Who do you dislike? And then maybe give us a sleeper if you would.
What a jarring game that was last week Andy Dalton. And man, we knew he was facing a good defense, right? But 5 turnovers. that won't pay the fantasy bills. And he's facing another really good, really talented defense tonight. They obviously, Houston has some issues. They were Leonard Fournette ran all over him in week 1. But they still have that great defensive front. That is going to be a problem. And Andy Dalton didn't have a lot of time last week, and I'm not sure he's going to have a lot of time this week, too. So it actually feels like one of those Thursday games to avoid. This has a 17-14 kind of vibe, or a 17-13 kind of vibe, where nobody is a huge star. I am most interested in this game just to see what we get from Deshaun Watson. I think he pretty clearly has to start for Houston. They need somebody with mobility. They need somebody willing to go downfield. DeAndre Hopkins saw 16 targets last week with him. There's no healthy tight end for the Texans right now. So should be a big week from at least in a PPR perspective, the Texans receivers.
Andy, love having you on, man, because we love the info. Always appreciate the time, bud. Thanks.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
Go to Yahoo Sports. Check out Andy Barron's pieces.
He's the best.
Fantasy intel. Always enjoy having him on the show. Next on Grant and Danny, the audio of Bradley Beal surprising Phil Chenier, telling him that his number is going to be hanging from the rafters at the Artist, formerly known as the Verizon Center. Next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.